Okay, I'll start with injuries. As you saw, Colt Anderson did not play. He had the foot in pregame warm-up, same foot he had before. And Rod Streeter with the toe, he's got an injured toe. And Jason Kroom with an ankle, and then Trey Elston with the hamstring at the end of the game there. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
So how frustrating was it for you? You talked about self-inflicted wounds in the Minnesota game, and it even got worse tonight. What's your take on that?
Right. No, it's 100% unacceptable. 100% unacceptable. Good teams, as you heard me say, Vic, don't beat themselves. And obviously we need work on technique, and we're going to go hard at that this week like we've been attacking it. So we've got a lot of work to do, that being one of the areas, but overall a lot of work to do.
When you see Nathan Peterman come in and do what he did tonight, does that give you encouragement that he could not only handle the two job, but if something were to happen, the number one quarterback, he'd come in and do a good job there?
You know, Nate's done a nice job. He's had a good camp. You know, he's very poised. And does a good job with being decisive in the pocket. I did like how he moved the offense when he came in, and you know, he's doing a nice job. He'll continue to develop, and I got to look at the tape to say any more at this point.
How about Tyrod Taylor's game, which was pretty rough? Were you disappointed? What was your sense of what he did, and how much should be read into how poor it looked?
Yeah, I was disappointed in the rhythm of the offense, really. I didn't think we got into a rhythm overall. And Tyrod obviously had some plays that he would like back. We all do. And, you know, so there's a lot of hands that go into that cookie jar as far as that's concerned. But we got to do a better job getting off to a faster start on offense and at times taking advantage of field position when we have it.
Is there any possibility that you would consider quarterback change with your starter in light of Nathan's performance and struggles with Tyrod?
Well, we're always gonna evaluate everything, and that goes for every position, including the quarterback position. I thought Tyrod's done some good things. Last week he moved the offense, and we had some penalties. So, you know, we're gonna evaluate the film, and I've got to evaluate the job that I did tonight, and then we each need to evaluate the job that each of us did and then continue to get better as a unit.
Coach, much more playing time for Zay tonight. Looked like he took advantage of it, especially at the end of the first half. I mean, just some of those plays that he made, some acrobatic plays.
Yeah, a lot of young guys stepped up and raised their game, which is good to see. A lot of opportunities for young guys to do that, and I was impressed by some of those guys, Zay being one of them. Obviously Nate and moving the offense, and then some other guys, Greg Maben and Brandon Riley showing up at the end there with a great catch, contested catch. So we got an opportunity to get some young guys some playing time, and they stepped up. Good to see.
John, I know you mentioned the working on fundamentals, but what else can you do to make sure those penalties don't become a habit, you know, during the regular season?
All right. Well, you know, we're going to continue to work on every part of our game, penalties being one of them, and discipline. And really, when you're in good position, you shouldn't need to play with things positioning. It's really positioning what gets you in trouble. So we need to establish better position. That means moving our feet and then playing with our hands inside. So we're going to continue to work on that. And, you know, this sometimes you see this early in the season. And you know, that said, I'm not happy about it at all.
Coach, I know you said you know what LeSean's about, but you know, you got some action tonight. How is his timing with the guys up front, you know, the running game and the fits?
Right, he popped some good runs in there, and they gave him some good holes, and I know he wanted to play. Being back in Philadelphia, it was important to him, and it's important to for all of us that he gets on into a rhythm now and gets himself ready for week one. So, you know, I thought he popped some nice runs and had some good pickups and protection.
Sean, what did you make of some of the play of the cornerbacks? Is that job is up for grabs? Sharice Wright, Kevon Seymour?
You know, I'd have to look more at the tape to get in more detail in terms of the cornerback position, but I thought there was some, you know, when you look at the defense, in particular the first group, you know, they did a pretty solid job across the board. You know, didn't give up big plays over the top of the defense, took the ball away a couple times. Had sudden change defense and forced a field goal attempt, which was missed. So overall, I thought there was a lot of great things defensively, starting with effort. Well, I think there's been some good things that we've done, and there's been some things that we need to continue to work on. You know, we want to win games. We want to win games, and there's a process involved in the preseason and with our football team as we go through the season. And you know, I've talked about that since day one. So there are mile markers along the way to winning football games, and you know, we're hitting some mile markers as a team. We're coming together. And we're learning some valuable lessons in this case, again with penalties, that we've got to do a better job in that area. You can't win games doing that. That said, two games in a row we had a chance to win at the end, and that's the NFL. That's what it comes down to. So we need to find a way to win those games. So we're learning some valuable lessons, and we've got a lot of work to do. A lot of good things. There's a lot of good things. Guys are playing extremely hard. You know, I think defensively, two games in a row, those guys have done a nice job. And at times tonight's, you know, we did some good things on offense and special teams. It's just not consistent enough at this point, and that takes hard work, and we're going to continue to work hard at it.
Run defense coach, run defense coach Gurley specifically, and it looked like penetration was really good in terms of making them redirect, get tackles moving.
Yeah, we were able to create some negative plays and put them behind the sticks, which is part of being a good defense, and keeping ourselves in favorable third down situations defensively. So that always helps, the penetration, the negative yards, negative plays on first and second down. And I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling the line of scrimmage up front.
Sean, after a little bit of a down day, how do you, as the head coach, help instill confidence in Tyrod, you know, to try and get over this hump?
Well, like I said, I thought Tyrod moved the ball last week with the one offense, and we had some penalties tonight. I didn't think we moved the ball. I didn't think we were in a rhythm offensively early in the game. So you look at the big picture and you evaluate. And so we've got a lot of work to do as an overall football team, and we've got to do that to continue to get better, work on our fundamentals, work on our techniques, and get into a rhythm. That's what we need to do. Yeah, like I said a few days ago, I thought I was proud of the way the team handled it. That's life in the NFL, and we all need to understand that, and they did a nice job of that. I thought the leaders, including Tyrod, handled it extremely well, and as a football team, we've moved forward. You saw some good production out there tonight from the wide receivers, and you know, again, there were some good things out there, both offensively and special teams, that we have to – we've got to extrapolate those and make sure we get those again and again and again. And then the inconsistency part, we've got to find out what the problems, where the problems lie, and make sure we continue to work in those areas to get better.
Let's take one more.
Is there any update on Cordy Glenn at this point?
Yeah, just no update at this point. He's back. He's back from the injection there, and seems to be in good spirits. And you know, at this point, it's just going to be week to week.
What's the explain the nature of the injection? Are we talking painkiller, anti-swelling? What do you know what it is?
You're killing me, Vic. Yeah, so, I guess if I went to medical school, I'd be able to do some of what you're asking me to do, but I'm a football coach, so I'll just leave it at that for right now.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.